This is Snips editor Michael McConnell, welcoming you to another Snips podcast. Today I'm talking to Clay Stevens, president of the International Exposition Company, which manages the annual AHR Expo. This year's show takes place January 23rd through 25th in Chicago, and organizers are expecting huge crowds. I thought we would ask Clay some questions about why a snowy city like Chicago is so popular with the HVAC industry. Clay, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm really good. I really appreciate you talking to us today. The expo is about a couple weeks away, isn't it?
Exactly, almost.
Getting nervous?
Well, actually, we're pretty confident. We're looking at the numbers that we have this time, and we're pretty confident that it's going to be a blockbuster.
Why do you think that is? What's the secret this year?
Well, for one thing, we feel that the economy is starting to pick up some. We did a survey of exhibitors back some time ago, and actually 65% of them are saying that this year was better than last year for them. And about 70% are saying that they expect next year to be even better.
Well, that's
so
exciting.
I think there's an air of optimism. I also think that a lot of folks have been holding back now for a few years, and I think some of them just can't hold back any longer, and there's going to be a lot of demand out there, I think.
Well, that's got to make your exhibitors pretty happy.
It sure would.
You know, I've always wondered this. I've been working in this industry for over a decade, and I've gone to the AHR Expo every year and been in Chicago many times. Why does it do so well for you? You know, January in Chicago is not usually a good time to visit. Why is it so successful for you guys?
Well, there are a number of reasons. We think that one of them is the fact that it's such a huge population center. You have so many big cities within a drive, a lot of population, a lot of demand for heating and air conditioning within a driving distance. And then Chicago itself is pretty central, so it's easy to get to from the East Coast. It's easy to get to from the West Coast, and if you're in Texas, it's not a bad trip from there either.
I got to think city officials are pretty happy that you bring such a big show during what is almost certainly got to be a little bit of a slower convention time for them.
That is absolutely correct. We don't have a lot of competition for those dates, but I can't claim that we chose them out of the blue, because actually what happened was we did some research, and we find that both exhibitors and visitors choose the late January dates as being ideal for them. So you combine that with Chicago and you have some weather challenges maybe, but you have a good show.
And I see that Chicago's new mayor, Rahm Emanuel, just proclaimed that week air conditioning week in the city, didn't he?
He did. He recognizes what a big impact the show has at any time of year, but especially in the winter.
Besides Chicago, I know in the last few years that I've attended the show, you've gone to New York City a couple years ago, Las Vegas last year, Anaheim, California, Dallas, or Orlando. When you guys look at where to hold an expo, what do you consider? What are your criteria?
Okay, certainly the first criteria is that we have to have an exposition hall big enough to accommodate 400,000 plus square foot show, which means really you're looking at almost 1 million gross square feet of exhibit space that's necessary. And right there, we've narrowed down to several locations and ruled out a lot of others. And then the location has to have adequate hotel space. It ideally would have good transportation system internally and also an airport that has a lot of flights. And we have a rotation that we follow because we want to get the show into every different geographic area of the country so that it's at least easy for a certain number of people to drive there each year we hold the show. I don't know if you're interested. No, it's the East Coast, center of the country, and then West Coast. We're in Chicago every 3 years. Then we're in each of the other locations, southeast, northeast, southwest, and you could call it northwest, where Vegas is. Mm. And they're every 6 years.
And how far out do you have to typically look to book these things to secure your room rates and secure the facilities?
Well, right now, I have exhibit space reserved in 2027.
Wow. Where's the show going to be in 2027?
Well, the space I'm holding right now is in Dallas.
I see. You probably have time to change that if you have to.
Yeah, we probably could squeak something in, but you would be amazed at how quickly the prime real estate gets filled up.
Talking about how busy the show is, you yourself, do you ever have time to get out there and walk around, or are you pretty much stuck making sure everything behind the scenes, making sure everything's working correctly?
To be totally honest, except probably the early evenings, we're stuck. We get in the hall at 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning, and some days we don't come out again till 6, 7 o'clock at night. We're like moles.
It's a long day.
We don't see daylight. But in the evenings, if we have the energy, sometimes we'll do something special. That's nice.
I know you said you don't have much time, but when you do have a few minutes, what do you like to look at? You've been to all these for so many years. What do you like to see?
I'm actually an engineer myself, and I'm fascinated by some of the solar equipment that's out there and some of the alternative energy sources that we have. Some of the wood-burning furnaces and things like that just catch my fancy.
For anyone that's listening to our podcast that hasn't been to the Expo before, and they're going to go this year in Chicago, what do you think are three things they definitely should see or should do?
I would say the very first is to plan in advance. And if you don't, you're going to end up walking in circles and not accomplishing what you started out to do. We have a website that has a really great system on it that you can set up a personal site, you know, kind of a sub-site of your own. You fill out some questions, and the machine will actually give you a list of exhibitors that match your desires. So if you want to see specific products, and they may be residential or commercial or whatever, it will actually sort out the exhibitors that match what you ask for. It will put them in booth number order so that you can have an itinerary before you even leave. Same is true if you want to go to educational sessions. You really should go through that list and see what meet your needs and plan for that in advance as well.
Anything else about the show you wanted to mention?
Only that we are looking at a record event in terms of size. It's about 5% bigger than our largest event that we have ever run anywhere.
Wow.
In our 80-year history.
Sounds like maybe the last vestiges of the recession are finally over, I hope.
We certainly all hope so, and as I mentioned earlier, the research we did certainly indicates that there's a lot of optimism out there.
I'm glad to hear that. Clay, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
And remember that you can go to www.snipsmag.com to read our expo coverage and other articles from SNPs, as well as view videos and hear exclusive online content just like this podcast. And I'm SNPs editor Michael McConnell. Thanks for listening.